Workers in long-term care homes in the west end of St. John say things are not getting done in a timely fashion because of staffing issues. They demonstrated at Agnes Pratt and St. Luke's over the lunch hour Wednesday. NAPE President Jerry Earle speaks with VOCM's Brian Madore.
At these facilities, Brian, it's been ongoing for some time. There's been a number of stressors in healthcare, in particular long-term care, and it's come to a point that these facilities, we could be in front of a number of facilities across the island, but at these particular facilities, it's really come to a breaking point where a number of issues now have really negatively affected the staff, and they're increasingly concerned about their work schedules, their ability to be able to perform their duties in a safe, effective manner. And some of the changes that have been made that have a negative impact around central staffing, having proper staff complements in place.
Jerry, how do they determine staffing? Is there a formula laid out in the contract for that?
There's nothing about it in the contract, and we would suggest a proper review has not been done in a very long time. Some work was commenced in beginning of the prior to the pandemic, but it has not continued on. The last time, to my knowledge, that a proper review in long-term care was in well over a decade ago. Much has changed in these long-term care facilities, and while the staff there has been commended for the work they've done, especially during the recent pandemic or in the pandemic or in, they are significantly stressed, and it is affecting, number one, the staff, and then obviously the care that they want to provide to those that's entrusted in their care.
So you say things have changed. What's not being done? What's not getting done?
What's not getting done is that the staff feel, number one, there's times when they just don't have enough human resources. They are on their days off. They're expected to, everybody's expected to have a work-life balance. On their days off, they're constantly called. At times when they go to work, they're not sure they're going to get off when they're off. We've had people that have been expected to work a double shift. The work in long-term care is challenging at the best of times. People need, number one, physical and mental rest. They're not getting that, so that impacts when they go into work just trying to get AM care done. It's not always done on time, and they really feel for their residents placed in their care.
There have been issues in the past little while. Lewisport comes to mind immediately. Whatever transpired there after several demonstrations with similar complaints?
What's happened brought a number of areas like these things happen, the issues are addressed, and all of a sudden the attention does not continue to be paid to them. Like I said, we've seen what has happened in other parts of the country. Long-term care in the province, our staff have done a commendable job, but they know themselves they need to be able to do more. They're quite concerned, and even being able to get a break away from work sometimes. They're entitled to annual leave, quite often can't even get that. Replacement staff, they're working short. Even with this, what we say is not sufficient numbers, there's days that those numbers are not even available. And sometimes that's true, a central staffing model that they've set up that the staff frontline clearly said is not working, and the concerns have not been addressed to the benefit of the frontline employees.
What comes to mind also, and what family members would be concerned about primarily right now, would be screening and a number of visitors per patient. There is criteria there, 6 I believe it is per day. Is all of that extra stuff being done, the proper screening, etc.?
That extra stuff has been done, and obviously the resources have not increased compensable to the expectations that are placed on staff. So that puts an extra responsibility on. Now, there's other professions that come into and get involved in the screening of that. But again, it's concerns to the frontline staff, whether it be licensed practical nurses, personal care attendants, or other support staff in the facilities, whether that be environmental service, housekeeping services. So it's placing a significant stress on the staff. And during a pandemic, it's even that much more stressing.
And what are things like in other provincially run facilities, Pleasantville and the St. John's area, many, many others throughout the province?
Yeah, there's many long-term care facilities right through Newfoundland, Labrador. The issues are very similar. I think what's exacerbated things here in these couple of, they've moved to a central staffing model where they used to have their own staffing people on site. They move those people out. So sometimes when you consolidate services, it's not always in the best interest of frontline workers and the services, and that's led to through a number of issues in these facilities where proper staffing complements are not put on, people are working short, excessive overtime, and this is difficult enough work without those additional stressors put in place.
Is it an easy fix? Do you just simply hire more people? Is that easily done?
It's not easily done, and especially right now, because that's something, as I alluded to earlier, we've been working on pre-pandemic, and I commend Eastern Health and Government that we'd set up a joint working group. They are looking at actually additional programs in the colleges, but it takes time to train these staff, and this pandemic is even having an effect on the ability to be able to do training now. So that's what's really concerning now. Graduates don't come out of these programs for either 9 or 18 months' time, so the stress is going to be the system and continue to grow, because you can't go out and hire many of these professionals off the street or other parts of the province or country, because there's a shortage right across the province and in province and actually other provinces as well.
Nate, President Jerry Earle, thanks very much.
Thank you, Brian, very much.
That was VOCM's Brian Medor speaking with Nate President Jerry Earle after workers in long-term care homes in the west end of St. John's demonstrated at Agnes Pratt and St. Luke's over the lunch hour on Wednesday, as they say things are not getting done in a timely fashion because of staffing issues.